This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama lawmakers went back into session this week. The session is expected to be shorter to allow those running the 2018 elections time to campaign. There's still a lot on the agenda. We'll recap the week in Montgomery with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He tells WBHM's Gigi Juban the week began with Governor Kay Ivey's proposal to give state employees and educators a 2-3% raise.
It's particularly significant for state employees who haven't seen a salary increase in almost 10 years. Governor Ivey says it's a priority that the state is going to make sure that it has money to fund the raises this year and to sustain them long term. She says because unemployment is down and the economy is up, there's no reason why they can't finally give state employees a raise and then give teachers and education personnel another raise.
Is there any indication yet, A, what sort of surplus we're looking at in the general fund budget and the education trust fund, and B, what do lawmakers plan to do with the extra money?
The education budget, I can tell you, will be the second largest in state history and the largest in 10 years because of healthy revenue growth from those streams that help fund the education budget. The general fund budget is actually up a little this year, too, thanks in large part to the growth of the internet sales tax revenue that the state has been recognizing for the last few years. And at the same time, agencies which get big appropriations from the general fund have been able to curtail spending successfully. Notably among those is Medicaid. As you know, Medicaid is a big consumer of general fund, and their costs have been skyrocketing over the last several years. Medicaid this year is actually not asking for as much as it asked for last year, crediting in large part these cost-saving measures that it's been working to implement and to continue to implement, and also some money that they were able to carry over from the appropriation they got from the BP oil spill settlement. Medicaid will continue to have its challenges, but obviously, for the moment, they're in a fairly healthy position.
And speaking of Medicaid, President Trump on Thursday said he plans to allow states to require able-bodied Medicaid recipients to work. Where do Alabama lawmakers stand as far as imposing work requirements on the state's low-income residents in exchange for health care?
Lawmakers, by and large, especially Republican lawmakers, have been very supportive of curtailing costs for Medicaid wherever they can. I spoke with Governor Kay Ivey late this week, and she was pleased to hear that that President Trump was initiating this new rule for states that wanted to opt into it. And she said that Alabama would be filing for a waiver with the federal government where this able-bodied work requirement is concerned for Medicaid recipients. She sees it, as she puts it, as common sense. She doesn't see it, you know, as punishment for Medicaid recipients, as some opponents might see it, and she wants to push forward and explore how it might help curtail costs even further for the agency.
Alabama Senate Republicans are proposing a tax cut, at least for some. Can you fill us in on some of the details?
Yes, Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh of Anniston is carrying this legislation again this year. He sponsored similar legislation last year, which passed the Senate but died in the House. And he says it's just a common sense thing as he sees it, given the health of the economy and the employment rate going up, that he needs to give working class Alabamians, as he put it, a tax break. So this is designed to help working class Alabamians and some lower income Alabamians to enjoy a maximization, if you will, of their deductions. And in the long term, if they get more money in their pockets through this tax break, the hope is that they'll pump it back into the economy through increased spending.
Do we know yet who would benefit the most from this proposed tax cut?
The details are still being worked out. We don't have a lot of specifics yet, but it was at the top of the Senate Republican caucus's legislative agenda. And so we expect to hear more about it very soon.
That's Alabama Public Television's Don Daly speaking with WBHM's Gigi Juban. You can hear a roundup each week of Alabama legislative action during this year's legislative session, Fridays on WBHM.